last night, no glory for Manchester United. Let's move on to that story now. They were playing Real Madrid last night. Champions League defeat. They lost. It's being blamed on one particular decision from the referee. He sent off Manchester United's Nani. Sir Alex Ferguson's men were winning 1-0. And then this.
That's the welcome for Cristiano Ronaldo. His name is read out in the Real Madrid team list. I mean, that's almost unprecedented, really, that a visiting player here at Old Trafford can get this kind of reception. Well, away we go. No words really necessary now. It's Manchester United against Real Madrid. Real Madrid still haven't cleared it. Nani is there. Goal. An own goal! An own goal from Real Madrid. And it's Ramos. Sergio Ramos couldn't get out of the way of that. And when the cross came in from Nani, Ramos diverts it past Diego Lopez, and Manchester United have their noses in front.
I think the referee's reaching for something here. Yep. And
a red card for Nani! Unbelievable! Well, the Real Madrid players were flashing cards at the referee when the challenge came in from Nani. That is an absolute stunner. And Manchester United will have to play out the last 35 minutes here, down to 10 men. Modric trying to set up a shooting position. Modric hits the post and it goes in. Modric has equalised.
And Higuain across the goal and a shot didn't get through. It's Ronaldo on the far post, but it was Higuain's work. Magnificent cross-come shot, but Ronaldo turned it in on the far post. It's Real Madrid 2, Manchester United 1.
Here's with the assistant manager, Mike Phelan. Why are we talking about the assistant manager? Because Alex Ferguson wouldn't come out and speak. He was so angry after the match. He wouldn't come out and speak at the press conference, which is incredibly unusual. They described him as distraught. Alex Ferguson distraught. Here's what the assistant manager, Mike Phelan, had to say.
Well, extremely disappointed. Everybody was sat in the dressing room there wondering what had happened and why it happened. And a very distraught dressing room and a distraught manager. And that's why I'm sat here in front of you now.
The former Man U star Paddy Crerand with us this morning. Morning, Paddy.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. Well, what do you make of the decision, first of all, to send
why
off Nani?
Why are we sitting here talking about a referee, Mr. Cack here, who nobody's ever heard of, and now he's made a name for worldwide by a decision that was totally unbelievable? I mean, you heard the commentator there talking about the sending off of Nani. I'm at the game, and everybody that watched it on television, not for 1 minute did Nani see Arbeloa or did Arbeloa see Nani. They both went for the ball. So how on God's earth can you get sent off for that? The unfortunate thing about it, the game was going Manchester United's way. They were the team that looked the more likely at that particular time. I'm sounding quite mild now, haven't I? This time last night I wasn't. My language would have been not...
But you've got
the language that would have been on this programme now.
Yeah, but you've got the likes of Roy Keane last night, former Man United captain, saying that it was a red card.
Who?
Roy Keane.
Well, let me tell you something. Roy Keane was in the majority, well, a minority of one. Not one person said it was a red card except Roy. Does Roy want to be noticed, or is he envious, jealous, or... has he got the needle with Manchester United because of what happened at Manchester United? Roy Keane is the one person that's come out and categorically stated that he should have been sent off. Nobody else agrees with him. So why are we talking about Roy Keane? Why are we not talking about the other 99.9% of the people who said it wasn't a sending off? Why are we talking about Roy Keane? Because he played for Manchester United. Well, let me tell you something. I played with Manchester United. I played the European Cup final. Roy didn't. The referee was wrong.
What the rules say, and Paddy, you'll know about this better than I. They say that there doesn't need to be intent.
Who said that? Is that a rule that's been made up all of a sudden?
It's whether it's dangerous or not.
Let me say something. There's common sense comes into it as well. There's common sense comes into it. You probably watched the match, did you last night?
I did.
Well, let me say. Did you think for 1 minute that Nani saw Arbeloa? He's got his eye on the ball. He's no idea who's there.
He's got his eye on the ball, but when you put your foot up that high, you know that there are other players on the pitch.
Let me tell you something as well about football. You can't jump high unless you put your foot up. Do you think he was up there with the intention of kicking Arbeloa? Did Arbeloa go up with the intention of kicking him?
But it's either dangerous or it's not.
Well, I didn't think it was dangerous. Well, I'll tell you something. Arbeloa didn't get carried off, did he? Hello?
I'm listening to you, yeah.
Well, Avalo didn't get carried off, did he?
No, but the potential was there.
I'll tell you what he did do, which most foreign players do. He rolled over three times as if he'd been shot. And then he got up and continued with the game. And I think one of the things which was not right as well, a few...
And Nani doesn't do that. He never dives. He never rolls over.
He's not built enough to be a nasty player. But you watch what happened straight after the two of them went down. Ramos, the captain of Real Madrid, ran straight towards the referee and started waving an imaginary card at the referee. Now, that is a bookable offence in anybody's language.
Have a listen, Paddy, to David this morning. Go on, David.
Hello, Paddy.
Hi, David.
I'm just wondering what Sir Alex Ferguson feels like now, what everybody else feels like.
Let me tell you something, David.
You made a score in the 96th minute.
You're Alex Ferguson.
What?
And the first thing you have to do after a game in Europe, and it is law, that you've got to go...
No, hang on, let me finish. See the Real Madrid player? He didn't go with his feet up in the air. I see if that had been Sean Wright Phillips. Nani would have carried the head off him because he's a shorter
person. Let me tell you something. Do you think Nani would end with the intention of kicking him last night?
First thing you do is look at the ball and then look to see if there's anybody about you.
Paddy Creran's still with us. Paddy, thank you for waiting for us. There's lots of people in Northern Ireland want to speak to you this morning about this. David, just to let you finish your point with Paddy, then we'll move on. Go on, David.
Well, the point that was making, you said a wee point there about Alex Ferguson, that was strange, he never came out. He does it all the time when he gets beat. Because he's like a big child. He just can't take a beating. And that's just...
Excuse me, can I interrupt you?
Real Madrid didn't get...
Of course you can, Paddy.
Well, let me tell you something. David.
Hello, Paddy, yes.
This is supposed to be an intelligent conversation. Why are you slagging Alex Ferguson off? You're obviously not a Man United fan for a start.
No, I'm not a Man United fan. I have an opinion about him, and I don't like the man.
No, but do you know the man?
I'm not talking about the personal thing. I'm just talking about the football. So how can you have an opinion on him then? Because I watch the way he gets on at matches. So you believe that on TV and television, and you read in the newspapers then? I mean, there was three penalty decisions there last night where Rafael handled the ball and Carrick handled the ball, and it wasn't a penalty given. So what are we going to do about that? I'll tell you something. What match were you watching? I was watching the match last night. Are you sure?
Yes. I didn't see any of those penalty decisions.
Oh, right. Well, I did. And a brave lot of other people seen them.
I'll tell you something. You must have been some player when you were playing. Who did you play for?
I never played.
Oh, did you not? Oh, no. I thought you were a footballer.
Did Jose Mourinho ever play football? Did IVB ever play football?
Let me tell you something. Jose Mourinho did play football.
He played a bit. Right. Did IVB ever play football?
I don't know about him too much. You have an opinion and I'm shy for it because I don't know the fella. I wouldn't give an opinion on somebody that I didn't know.
Who do you support, David?
I support Celtic.
All right.
You support Celtic? Oh, so you don't watch football then?
Chelsea.
No, I said I support Chelsea.
Here's Michael next. Morning, Michael.
Chelsea, yeah.
Morning, Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
Stephen, I just want to ask Paddy now. He's given like a hard time about like.
No, wait a minute. I'm entitled to the opinion. What do you mean? I'm giving him a hard time.
Guy that he personally know Alex Ferguson. Now he claimed that Arbeloa like fell down like a man was shot. It wasn't Arbeloa's fault that Nani was sent off. It was the referee's fault, and the referee made a very valid point and a very valid decision. Nani's feet was way too high. Now, like. Does Paddy Creernan know Arbeloa personally? Has he spoke to him personally?
Can we get rid of all this personal stuff? Let's talk about this. It's got nothing to do with this. We're not going down that blind alley of who knows
who. Hey, he's asked me a question. I don't know Arbeloa. I have an opinion on a football match.
You just said he fell down like a man that was shot.
It's got nothing to do with whether I know Arbeloa or not.
Of course he's going to roll over.
Pardon?
He got kicked on the chest. Of course he's going to roll
over. I don't know what game you watched, but he was actually kicked on the side. He wasn't kicked on the chest. It wasn't that high. I think you better go to Specsavers.
You everybody else, I think.
You better go to Specsavers because he was not kicked on the chest.
Harry, I think you must have been watching a different game, to be honest with you.
No, well, exactly. Well, I played the bloody game, so I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. You're probably just one of these people that complains about everything and knows nothing.
Do you think, Paddy, it was a yellow card offence?
Possibly a yellow card offence, but to be fair, at the end of the day, Nani never seen him and Arbeloa never seen him. But let me say what Arbeloa done when he went down. He rolled over three times And Ramos, the captain of Madrid, ran straight to the referee and started waving a card that wasn't there, supposedly in his hand, at the referee.
I'll second your comments.
Hold on, Michael.
Ramos should have been booked straight away. He should have been booked straight away, Ramos.
I totally agree with your comments. That's unconduct.
Let me tell you something. I've done a refereeing course and actually passed the refereeing course. So I've got some knowledge about refereeing.
Let me hear Michael's opinion now. Go on, Michael.
United should be well aware of what the foreign teams are like. Nani should have been well aware that there's 22 players on that pitch and that there was another player coming towards him. He should be well aware of those things. He plays on the wing. Of course Arbeloa was coming in the opposite direction on the other wing, on the same wing.
So you see that he should have seen him. When you're on that
football pitch, 22 players on a
football pitch. To look at the ball.
Listen,
where is the ball going to come to? Where is it going to land to?
You're looking at Nani.
If he's 9.5 stone, he'd be doing particularly well. And you're looking at Arbeloa, he'd be about 12.5 stone.
Paddy, 9.5 stone boxers can punch a well above their weight. He should have been well aware that there was 22 players on the pitch.
This is a challenge in the air. Do you think for 1 minute, now give me an honest opinion, do you think Nani saw him coming?
No, but he should have been well aware that he was coming.
Wait a minute, you're now changing opinion. You said no, he didn't, but he should have been well aware. That's two different opinions in one.
Paddy, let me ask you a question. As a professional footballer, and I respect that you used to be a professional footballer, but should you be aware that there's other players on that football pitch? No matter how high you're jumping or no matter how bad you're tackling.
There's loads of situations in a football pitch.
You're not answering
my question.
When the ball was on the ground, it's very easy to notice
people about you because the ball was on the ground. When the ball was in the air, it's very, very difficult. You're going to see a match tonight. If you watch Juventus playing Celtic tonight, that happened at Celtic Park. The ball's in the air. Players are pulling each other all over the place. They're not watching the ball. They're pulling each other all over the place. The situation is last night, Nani and Arbeloa were looking at the ball.
Paddy, let's get away from the point. Nani should have been well aware that there was 22 players on the pitch.
And that changed the whole course.
But you're arguing, Paddy, you're arguing intent, the intent to engage in dangerous play. That's the thesis, your argument this morning.
No, it's not. There was no intent in Nani.
Yes, I know that. I understand that. And that's your argument this morning. But my argument this morning is not an argument.
The referee got it wrong.
But we're being told... We're being told that the rules of the game do not talk about the intent to engage in dangerous play. It's either dangerous or it's not. Now, was that dangerous last night? Your foot up that high?
No.
It definitely was dangerous. It was like a flying karate kick. It was far too dangerous.
A flying karate kick?
What planet are you on? A flying karate kick?
I'm on the same planet
as you. When you're
going
with a flying karate kick, you know exactly what you're going to do. You're going to kick that fella. Nani Desai clearly on the ball. He wasn't going to kick the fella. Nani was going to go and turn the head of the ball.
He should have been well aware that there was 22 other players on the pitch.
There wasn't 23 players on the pitch. You're talking about Nani now. Nani was one of those 22 players on the pitch.
23 players, 12 for Madrid and 11 for United, correct?
Go on.
Here's George and Ballymena. Morning, George.
Maybe calm down this argument about the
point. Excuse me, what am I doing on this programme?
When is FIFA going to enter the 21st century and have technology at these games? This whole heated argument about whether Nani did this or did that could have been resolved. If I had a guy on the stand, the way they do in rugby, who can look at a replay quickly and decide if there was intent, if there wasn't intent, if Nani was looking or not looking. And that could resolve the whole thing. The 2 or 3 seconds it would have taken for the guy to do a replay and then give his decision over the microphone.
Something? There's a lot of sense in what you're saying, but let me say something about football today, and particularly in European football. For some strange reason, they've introduced a situation where you have two guys that stand behind the goal with a flag, and what the hell they're there for?
I don't really know.
As
a fourth official, I don't understand what he's there for either.
It's just...
I mean, a guy in the stands.
The people that run football live in the past, in actual fact. Because the lad there was talking about Alex Ferguson wouldn't do the interview with television after the game.
He's legally supposed to do that.
That's the law of Europe. But at the end of the day, Alex Ferguson done an interview here. I can't remember the game United played. The referee got it totally wrong. Alex Ferguson gave an honest opinion about the referee's decision, and he got fined, I'm not sure if it was 10 or 20 grand or something, for giving an opinion when he was right. So we've got people that run football in this country that don't know their backside from their elbow. And I think that goes on in Europe as well.
And do you not think, Paddy...
You'll find, and it's been going on for quite some time in actual fact, you look at the football in the continent of Europe rather than Britain in general, And I think the rules are used a bit differently in Europe than they are here. I mean, what's been introduced to football in Britain over the last 10, 15 years, you look at someone from a foreign country and they're diving all over the place. Whereas in Britain, you'd have to hit somebody with a sledgehammer for them to go down. I mean, it's just like the different interpretation of the rules at times. And at the end of the day, that was not a sending off. In British football, down through the years, you would have laughed at that decision. 99% of the people didn't agree with the referee's decision.
Do you think Sir Alex had a responsibility
for what?
To come out after the game and speak?
Well, what they do in Europe, in actual fact, managers have to be interviewed after the games. And I think if sometimes if you're in a fit of rage or a fit of anger, I've just explained it a minute ago. If you come out and do that and you say something that's untoward, you're going to get heavily fined for it. The club could get in trouble. As I said earlier, Alex Ferguson got fined not very long ago for saying something. I can't remember the game it was. Alex Ferguson was in the right but still got fined because you're not supposed to protest about referees. You can't say anything about referees. There are species that are not allowed to be. Why can't referees in this day and age not come out and tell you why they made that decision? That'd be a simple answer.
Because then, Paddy, they're going to have to explain every decision they make in the pitch after every game. What kind of farce would that turn into?
No, wait a minute. Not every decision. The controversial decisions. And you don't get many controversial decisions in a game. You get very few of them. But they should talk. I mean, last night, we're talking about it now. You've got one of the top games in the world watched by more people in the world than any other football match has been watched.
10.3 million.
It was a referee's decision.
Yeah,
and we're not talking about the quality of the football that was played in the game.
Paddy, you're a popular man.
A goalkeeper had three great saves in the last 5 or 6 minutes. We're talking about the referee. Yeah, nobody had a bloody clue who the referee was before the game. Now we're talking about him.
You're a popular man this morning, Paddy. Thanks for staying with us because so many people want to speak to you. William's a referee. Morning, William. Hello, William.
Hello.
Go ahead,
hello.
William. Yep, you can speak to Paddy Crown.
Hello, hi there. Paddy, I'm a referee, and I honestly think, from my opinion, it was a send-off.
But everybody's got an opinion, of course. And wait a minute,
once
just
you
because
raise your
referee
foot,
doesn't mean to say
you
you're right.
You raise your foot that high.
No, wait a minute, it doesn't mean to say you're right, because you could get 10, 20 referees, and somebody will disagree with you.
Well, I think you're wrong. Plus, you're talking about Arbeloa diving and rolling about.
Yeah.
Do you think if it had been on, if Arbeloa had lifted his foot that high and hit Nani, what would Nani have been doing?
But you're asking questions that didn't happen or didn't count. What are you talking about? We're not. That's a referee's talk again. What if this had happened?
Well,
I don't know what you mean by that. What if the world comes to an end in half an hour?
Yes, but that's what I'm saying to you. If Nani had been hit with a high tackle...
Wait a minute, Nani didn't. I mean, we're talking about something. The actual fact was they made a challenge and Nani got sent off. We're not talking about hearsay or Joe Bloggs done this or somebody else done that. We're talking about that incident that happened last night, which was not
intended on. You were talking about a penalty decision. You were talking about a penalty decision earlier on.
I don't agree with it. And I think it changed the whole context of the game.
All right.